Becky Pringle, National Education Association Vice President.
What does National Teacher Day basically mean, and what should it mean to others?
Well, we're celebrating National Teacher Day today, May 8th. And actually, we're showing our appreciation for teachers and other educators all week. It is a time for parents and students and the public to actually express their gratitude for not only the teachers they've had in their lives, but for the men and women who have dedicated their lives to educating students all over the country. So we're asking everyone to take some time out to thank a teacher.
What are some of the situations that you know that teachers are facing, some of the challenges in just trying to get the job done?
Yes, you hear a lot of people say they could never teach. It is one of the most inspiring and significant careers that a person could choose to go into. But there's no question there are challenges. There always have been. It's always challenging to learn about individual students and to figure out how you're going to unleash their brilliance. But certainly today, as we have more and more people who haven't spent a day in our classroom making decisions, passing laws and policies that impact our students and disregard our teachers' professionalism. And of course, we've seen our teachers standing up all over the country, finding their voice, and saying that we've had enough. We've had enough of the underfunding of our schools. We've had enough of our students being forced to go into classrooms where there are not enough desks for them to sit at. We've had enough of not being paid a wage that we think is actually commensurate with the important work that we do. And so we've seen that wave sweep across the nation, and we've had many parents and other allies joining us, standing up for our teachers and our other educators and our students and public education.
Everybody, if you're listening, you're listening to Becky Pringle. She is Vice President of the National Education Association. Ms. Pringle, I understand that you direct NEA's work to combat institutional racism. Can you explain to everyone what that is exactly and what it entails?
Absolutely. A couple of years ago, we have a national convention every year, and we have about 10,000 teachers and other educators come together at our convention, and they voted unanimously that NEA should take on the issue of institutional racism. We understand that racial justice is education justice. About 2 years ago, in our public schools, we saw a change in our student demographics where we had a majority of students of color in classrooms across the country. We know that as a system, public education is part of that structural racism that exists in our schools that leads to inequities throughout classrooms across this nation. That leads to underfunding impacting our students of color more than others. We understand that discipline policies, that particularly those that you've heard of, I'm sure, zero tolerance discipline policies, that too often lead to the school-to-prison pipeline. We know that there are disparities in discipline that result in more students of color finding their way into that pipeline. And so I will tell you that our teachers and other educators across the nation have stepped up and understood that they have a role and responsibility in helping to dismantle that. And I'm so proud of the work that we have been doing in every one of our states, actually, to actually bring about racial justice in education for our students.
But, of course, stepping out and trying to affect change, that's taking a big risk, wouldn't you agree?
It absolutely is. And one of the things that we learned right away is that we need to make sure that our teachers, our educators, are absolutely armed with the resources they need. And so we're providing training. We're taking them through what we call a journey of awareness so they understand how to talk about race. Those are very difficult and courageous conversations to have. We are teaching them and providing resources for them. We have, I would invite our listeners to go to NEAEdjustice.org, where we have all kinds of resources for educators, for parents, for our community allies, so that they can engage in those conversations themselves within their own communities, because until we talk about it, we can't do anything about it.
How can parents and guardians help teachers, in your opinion, overall?
Well, you've seen our teachers rising up all over the country and really bringing to light what has been existing in their world for many of them for over a decade. The lack of resources and support and respect, the lack of pay, the lack of books and technology. That's why they were so outraged when the president and other politicians called for them to be armed, when they have so much responsibility already, and you saw them rise up then with hashtag arm me with resources. That's what I need. I need more counselors and nurses. We're having more students come into our classrooms with greater needs, and so those are the things that we need. But we also need the respect that comes from allowing us to make the decisions about what good teaching and learning looks like. And we also need to know that we have pay, that we're paid at a level that reflects that we do a really important job in this society and allows us to take care of our own families without having two and three jobs. And so you're seeing our teachers and our parents and our students and other allies are standing right beside them, rising up all over the country and demanding more for our students and for our schools and for public education.
We've been talking to National Education Association Vice President Becky Pringle. Thank you so much for this time.
Thank you. I really appreciate you and your audience spending time to thank a teacher this week. Please join us at hashtag ThankAteacher to engage in our conversation on Twitter.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.